Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I don't know what it is today. I feel like I'm in a little
fog, huh?
A little fog.
Yeah,
a little foggy.
I can't wake up myself.
It's kind of crazy. Well, I think it all started bad this morning because, you know, it's dark when we drive to work and there was a cop behind me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was scared. And I started driving like a little erratically because you get so nervous.
Why were you scared? Your head?
Because I dropped a deviled egg on my leg.
Oh, so you were swerving over the deviled egg?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hard to explain, too, when an officer comes up. Hey, you're not going to believe this, officer, but it's 4:30 in the morning, and I just dropped a deviled egg in my lap. He'd be like, get out of the car. Get out of the car. You're drunk.
Yeah.
Anybody come up with a story like that is liquored up. Get out of that car, lady.
Okay, speaking of which, right?
Yeah.
DUIs and stuff. Well, I look at them on TikTok and, you know, those body cams. I don't think that I could ever, I mean, right now, I'm completely sober. I cannot do the alphabet backwards.
Oh, like the sobriety test that they give you and all that?
Z, Y, X.
Oh, I couldn't do it backwards at all. No, completely sober, I can't.
V-U-T-S. I'd have to redo that. I'd have to sing it in my head and then like.
I'd have to piece it together.
Yeah, like pick four at a time.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that can.
They ask you some of these places.
Some of them do.
I think it was like Oklahoma or something.
Yeah,
they're like, do the alphabet backwards. They're like, oh my God, here's me. Oh, ZY.
Yeah.
See, I'm okay with like walking a straight line and doing all like 1 foot up or whatever. I'm okay with that. But I couldn't do the alphabet.
Yeah, I mean, backwards. And then they do this thing where they take a pen like this, and they say, like, move your eyeballs to the left,
yeah,
to the right, and the people move their entire face.
Yeah, the entire head.
I'm like, you dummy, come on. Anyway, all right, Kelly Clarkson is kind of saying some revenge things, but I don't know who she means. I think it's Christina Aguilera who she's going after, but she was on a podcast, and she basically said that, when she won American Idol, that everybody was giving her crap, saying, oh my God, these talent shows. This is not how you become a star. It's talent shows. This is so dumb. She's never going to go anywhere with this American Idol win.
Yeah.
And she goes, the same people that were saying that about me are now coaches on...
On
The Voice.
I get it. It's kind of like Shark Tank when you talk about Ring cameras. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly Clarkson was the first. So nobody had any idea that it would blow up the way it did and you would become such a mega superstar. It was a one and done.
Right. But I think she's talking about Christina Aguilera because she was a judge or whatever.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
And she's like, now you're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she said, people that were really mean have been coaches and you know what I'm saying, like hated talent shows and then they end up being on The Voice.
Yeah, that's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, it's gotta be her.
Yeah, it's gonna be coaches and judges is what she said. So let's see here. What else did I that's not it. Oh, that's not it. All right, there you go, tablet trash. No kidding. You just looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, BJ was freaking out.
I know. All right, so the big story that everybody is kind of talking about today is this whole thing with the Hulk Hogan and his ex-wife and their daughter. I mean, I guess they haven't talked to Brooke Hogan for 7 years. Hulk's talked to her like probably a couple years into that.
They've been on and off, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has not talked to her mom for 7 years.
Those kids are a wreck, too.
That other one just got a DUI.
Oh, he's been in so much trouble. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, because Hulk
got caught,
showed up.
Didn't he get caught also? He got a DUI out on a boat.
Oh, he
remember
did?
That?
Oh.
Remember when he took the boat out?
Probably.
He got all liquored up with his friends.
Yeah, I just remember the last one where he called his dad.
Yeah, he shows up.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, he's had some problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that whole family, I don't understand why Linda did this, though. It's baffling. I think you might be onto something. I think she might have been drinking.
Yeah, that's my only guess.
Saying?
She's crying. Well, here's the audio.
Yeah, all right, hang on.
It's been 15 or longer years since I got left Hulk Hogan. And my family is in the worst mess. Brooke doesn't talk to us. She's had twins. She got married. She didn't tell us. She had twins. She didn't tell us. She had a huge fight with Terry. I don't know how that reflected onto me, but she cut me out too. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years now. And God bless Nick. He's still he's still such a good boy. I've never put a Facebook post out like this with my ugly face and my crying face. He's a complete liar. He is a sex addict. Wow. Yet he marches on. He marches on like, yeah. Oh, I'm promoting my own beer, real American beer. Yeah, look at me. Woo! Yeah, he's such a hero, right?
Yeah.
Not.
I hate her bird.
Not.
No.
That bird needs to be shot.
No. If I'm not mistaken, Linda Hogan,
sorry,
when she left Hulk Hogan, she married this guy that was a nobody.
She never got remarried.
Carpenter.
She's never been remarried.
She didn't remarry.
Uh-uh.
Okay. I know she hooked up with this guy because she was bragging about how it was nice to be out of the limelight.
Oh.
Not to be married to somebody like a Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but didn't they find her drunk on a park bench?
I don't remember.
Will you look up Linda Hogan drunk on a park bench?
She's definitely not been remarried. I know that.
This says that she was dating a 19-year-old, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was construction worker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She left and took that guy up, but it didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, because they have a picture of her, and she's just like, they took a picture of her, and she admitted that she was like, on a park bench.
No.
Can you find any pictures?
I'm seeing a picture. She has a DUI from October.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's on the right path.
Yeah.
That's right. On the right path, Spadale.
We're there. We're there.
I don't see a picture of her on a park bench.
You don't?
Though. No.
Maybe I made that up in my head.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys ever have dreams and then you think it's real?
All the
sometimes.
Time.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Why would I dream about Linda Hogan being drunk on a park bench?
I don't know.
I don't either. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, that's just really, really bizarre. And I can't believe that Brooke has twins, little babies, and they haven't seen their grandmama.
I don't understand why she did this video, though. It just, none of it makes sense because it's not like Hulk Hogan's done something recently that sparked this, you know, just out of nowhere.
I know. That's so bizarre, right? Let's see here. What was the other thing I want to tell you? I am so disheveled today, you guys. I just want to apologize because I dropped all these papers and now I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. We can always go back to the Chinese and their big cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kidding. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash. Wrap it up.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. And rain in the forecast.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Heard on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. The podcast of our program will be there later today. You can also get the Slacker Show there. We've mentioned this a couple of times today. But Boulder, man, I got to take my hat off to you. You have scored big.
I'm kind of, you know what? I'm kind of jealous of Boulder. I'm not going to lie. Because first they get Coach Prime, right? That's a huge deal. And now they get the film festival. I'm like, what's going on with Boulder?
Yeah, but I feel like that we're a part of the Boulder in a way. You know? I mean, we're still part of the, you know, Denver Metro. Boulder counts as that. So
I'm just thinking about,
like, we're all winners.
But I feel like Airbnb prices are going to go out the roof.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably around this time, whenever, you know, this happens in 2027. I think it's in January into February, something like that. Yeah, probably so, but that's a big score for them.
It
I forgot
huge.
How many millions of dollars they said this is worth.
What did you say?
But it was
it's estimated that Utah is losing $132 million in revenue by losing the film festival.
For a week.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The Sundance Film Festival has decided they're leaving Park City, Utah, and they have chosen Boulder, Colorado as their home. Now, is this a period of time that they're going to be here? Be here for like 5 to 10 years, or just a 1 year deal? What exactly?
I would
do
imagine
we now on.
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
I would imagine it's extended. They're not just going to keep switching cities.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be here for an extended period.
Well, it was Park City for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to figure, man, if we get it for 40 years, let's do the math on that money.
Well, maybe they're just going to test it for a year and you know, pilot test and see how it goes and see if it works.
Maybe. I got an idea, though. Okay.
And
just a thought, a theory. Maybe they landed this thing knowing that they were going to get about $150 million by hosting the Sundance so they'd have enough money to pay Dion.
Maybe that's
it. It could be part of it.
Yeah, it'd be a wash for Boulder.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You bring in all this Sundance money, and then he takes out his money, and then Boulder's to even again.
Must be it. Yep. I heard that we gave him incentives to come here.
Who?
But that seems illegal. Doesn't it pay them?
Yeah. Feels like we bribed them.
Yeah. What did we give them?
I don't know.
Like an epic pass?
Yeah. We gave them something.
I don't know. I think we gave them free passes to Casa Bonita.
Oh, yeah. Because
everyone's
You
there.
Can't get in there. Yeah. You need a reservation.
Some of the cities that were on the list with Boulder, I can see why Boulder won out.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati was one of them. That's a...
Spadell has an update.
They gave them a $34 million budget to throw the whole thing.
Like we gave them $34 million to Boulder to build out Boulder or what?
For that festival, they're going to have a $34 million budget. And it says that the last one generated 1,700 jobs, $70 million in wages, $132 million in gross domestic product, and almost $14 million in state revenue.
Nice.
Sounds like a good investment. Yeah. Yes, $34 million.
Yeah. Right
there you go. All said and done. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, though. I mean, the Sundance is something that's worldwide renowned, you know?
No, it's literally worldwide.
I mean, this is something like you could have easily lost it from Salt Lake City to like some place in Norway or something.
I mean, that's how big it is.
Yeah, right?
So I'm excited about this.
Good job for Boulder. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
I meant to print this earlier this morning, but I forgot. I've got the list here of things to do in Denver this weekend.
Oh, I
you
love that.
Hear?
Yes. Yeah,
let's run through
All
it
right.
real quick.
Sure.
You can scoot on up to Loveland if you want to for Disney
on Ice. Scoot on up?
Scoot on up.
To Loveland?
For Disney on Ice.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
They're in town. You got Goofy and the gang. They're going to be here this weekend in Loveland, that is.
Uh-huh.
Also, out at Red Rocks, they got a couple of concerts. Electronic music stars are going to be in town.
Oh, this must be the first one, right? Is it opening weekend?
No, it was a couple weekends ago.
It was?
Yeah.
I missed it?
I think this is the second weekend. If I'm not mistaken.
So then it was last weekend. Yeah.
I think so.
Gotcha.
But they're in town with the electronic music show. I'll probably bounce out there and maybe slam all night to the wee hours of the morning.
Slam all night.
What's slamming all night?
Yeah.
What is slamming all night?
It's the only thing I could think of. There's a big Rockies watch party going on today.
Oh, wow. We got to go to that.
McGregor Square.
Oh, yeah.
You know that whole center?
I know that whole. I follow Do Better Denver. I've seen it a lot.
You've been down there a few times.
Yeah,
haven't
I
you?
Have. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you stay in that place? The hotel
I stay there?
There
a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That starts at 1 o'clock today because the game's at 2.
Okay.
So if you want to go down there.
Yeah. Spadell, are you going to that? I know you're a big Rockies fan.
No, I'll be at work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, all right. Too bad Dinger's going to be there.
Dinger, the dinosaur. Love Dinger.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's going
to
be there.
I bet you knew a guy that used to be Dinger. I'm kidding.
Oh, it's just terrible.
I'm kidding.
The Great American RV Show is in town.
Whoa!
Yep. At the Colorado...
Hey, what happened to that moment of your life?
Yeah, it wasn't
passion.
My wife.
What happened
remember?
To that?
I don't know. It fizzled. I don't know what happened.
It's just like all of a sudden, like real hot and heavy, and then dropped.
Yeah, it's like the motorcycles.
She came out of the gates really strong.
She did.
Really
I remember.
Really strong with this RV thing.
Yeah.
I forgot when it was. Right before the holidays, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for sure we're going to have one of those suckers sitting in the driveway. But no, it's kind of gone down since
right.
then.
Sorry to interrupt, but anyway.
Yeah, so that Great American RV Show is in town, Colorado Convention Center. That will go on all the way through Sunday. So get down there, man. Get yourself some wheels to get out in the woods with.
Nice, yeah.
All right, yeah, what else here? Oh, the Aurora Polar Plunge is this weekend.
Oh.
That's where they strip down and jump in the lake.
Yeah. It's not going to be that cold, though. Yeah.
No, not for the polar.
In Aurora.
And I think the proceeds from that benefit the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Well,
I like it better like when it's icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It makes more sense.
Anyway, what else?
Yeah, it's kind of lame, isn't it? No, I'm with you, Jamie. Yeah, you got to go out there in February. You can't wait till May April to go out there. All right, what else is in town? Kelsey Ballerina. Ballerini.
Yeah.
Oh, Ballerini.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a cross-country tour, and it hits Colorado this weekend.
Yeah, it's Sunday night, and Bree's actually...
What the hell is that?
Country artist. She's a country artist.
You know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember I always call her Kelsey Ballerina?
Ballerina,
maybe
yeah.
I'll bounce down there and slam to her all night, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, my weekend is full.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit that
RV
show.
Hey, what are you going to really do?
And I'm going to do the electronic music show.
What are you going to
Then I'm going to go see Ballerina.
What are you going to really do?
I'm going to... I want to watch basketball.
Exactly.
In my recliner, drinking iced tea.
Yeah, there's the truth.
It's just a facade. I like to play on the air. You know, bouncing here, bouncing there. Yeah. Slam.
Everywhere. Yeah.
All right, there you go, folks. Make your plans for the weekend. There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big weekend coming up here. We got basketball. The NCAA tournament continues on. But the weather for the weekend, it's going to change a little bit. We got 74 for a high today. Then tomorrow, high of only 60. Then the rain moves in. Now, what's the Mountain Wave weather guy saying?
He says that the rain moves in.
That's it?
Yeah.
What about snow?
He said Palmer Divide and Foothills.
Okay, so.
Yeah. But then Kylie... on Fox 31 said it doesn't come in. It snow won't happen until Sunday.
Sunday morning.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm getting conflicting reports.
We need the moisture.
We do need the moisture.
So that would be good, I guess. So you know, we'll get through today. Today's going to be a nice day, but then the moisture will be here sometime late tomorrow. So I think you're going to have time for golf tomorrow.
I'm definitely going to go.
You talk to your son.
He's still sleeping.
This ain't looking good.
Well, that's what they do.
I know, yeah, but I'm just saying it's not looking good for a tee time.
It's only 9 a.m. for a kid.
I'm just saying you have to be at the golf course by 9:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, most likely they'll say that's too early.
Too early.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, get some sleep.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you back here on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.